Good afternoon, I'm Carlos Morales. The bonds for the 174 bikers charged with engaging in organized criminal activity in connection with the deadly Twin Peaks shootout have been set at $1 million each. Authorities are also expecting capital murder charges, but say it's too early to tell just how many will be charged. At the scene today, more than 100 motorcycles waited to be impounded, and according to Waco Police spokesperson Sergeant Patrick Swanton, there were numerous weapons recovered, including handguns, clubs, brass knuckles, and knives.
You're in a shopping area that was on a Sunday afternoon that was full of people. Very easily this could have injured and endangered many more of our citizens in Waco.
Although the Waco Police Department is declining to name the biker gangs involved, photographs of those arrested show bikers with patches representing gangs like the Bandidos, the Cossacks, and the Scimitars. In a 2014 report by the Texas Department of Public Safety, the Bandidos were classified as a so-called Tier 2 threat. According to DPS, gangs at this level continue significant threats to Texas due to their large membership numbers. Swanton said police were prepared for any additional threats.
We're aware of it and we know that that's a possibility, and we'll be able to handle that if that occurs.
The Twin Peaks corporate office has officially revoked their franchise agreement with the Waco location, saying the franchise management chose to ignore the warnings and advice from both the police and our company. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.